The ball of redemption, which is a fiery comet, shall be sent upon mankind if he does not heed the measures given to save your country and other countries of the world. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2nd Epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, quote, "But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, having been stored up, being reserved for fire against the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord does not delay in his promises, but for your sake is long-suffering, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time, the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing, therefore, that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior, you who await and hasten toward the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies on the end times from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1994. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Our Lady is turning to her right and looking over. And now I see something that Our Lady has in her hand that I never noticed before during all the years of the apparition. She has a crucifix. No, not exactly a crucifix, but a cross like mine. But there's no cross on the cross. Our Lady is smiling. Now she is placing the cross right next to her. And the strange thing about it, I don't see the cross setting on anything like a table. It's just suspended next to Our Lady by the air. That's the only way I can explain it. Our Lady is shaking her head, yes. Now Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I wish to explain to you the urgency of calling you upon the ground this evening. Your strength is not as sufficient for you as in the past, my child. I would advise you to not try to do too much at one time. I know, my child, what you are saying interiorly to me, that I do not feel that I am losing any strength. That is because what you will and what you can suffer do not coincide, my child. I will ask you in your own language to take it a bit easy. We do wish to keep you upon the earth for some time. Now, my child, you will tell mankind that there is a terrible punishment scheduled for the earth if you, my child, and my children, all who hear my words, will go forward as soldiers of peace this time. Because I say peace, because your country will soon be involved in another war. Your prayers must rise to heaven, and I will accompany them before the Eternal Father. Perhaps, my child and my children, there is hope for mankind. The next war will involve many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Man has gained much knowledge, not to prevent destruction, but to maintain it for their own gluttony, their own loss of faith, and for the belittlement of his fellow man. Know, my children, the Eternal Father watches, and we in heaven are all knowledgeable of what is in store for mankind. The wall of redemption hovers now in your atmosphere. It is to the will of the Eternal Father that I come to you this evening to warn you that the Eternal Father grows weary of your reasoning, of your lack of faith, of the destroying of your children. Parents, your children will one day scorn you if you do not show them a true expression of love and give them the seeds of the faith. Without these seeds, they will be lost to mankind and to heaven. My child and my children, do not be afeard at my words. I do not come to punish nor to make you grieve. I come as a mother of truth. Heaven cannot allow the despoilment of the young souls. All parents who do not guard their children's souls as well as their bodies shall be held accountable in their last days. My child and my children, I often cry in my times and my trips throughout the world. I know what is in store for mankind. Several years ago, I brought to you the knowledge of the ball of redemption. Though you cannot see it now, it still hovers over the world. I ask you now, can you not turn from your ways of despoilment? Your children are suffering as they are left to roam, to make their own decisions without the guidance of the family. My child and my children, please, the ball of redemption shall be sent upon mankind if he does not heed the measures that I have given you tonight to save your country and other countries of the world. Little children are left to roam, to make their own decisions, while the parents go merrily on their way, not thinking of the souls that they had to guide. Many parents have now lost their way. They have become involved with mankind and not God. Parents, teach your children the words of the Bible. Make the Bible a necessary book in your home, not something that may be given to you as a gift by mankind but as a gift from the Eternal Father. Read this book to your children. They are thirsting for the knowledge from God. Only you, as parents, can save them.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returned. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled, I Am the Living Bread. This video is set up close for a personal look at how the lives of the people in San Antonio, Texas, have been dramatically touched by their devotion to Jesus and the Most Blessed Sacrament through Eucharistic adoration. Their compelling stories will inspire you to a more intimate relationship with our beloved Savior. It tells of the extraordinary graces and blessings people are receiving and how adoration programs in over 65 churches in San Antonio Diocese are transforming the area. This film is a profoundly moving testimony of the enormous power, graces, blessings, mercy, love that people are receiving from Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It's a personal witness of what Jesus can do for you in your life. Order it now. Show it to your family, friends, and relatives, and non-Catholic friends, too. Send $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video is I Am the Living Bread for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. The number of holy hours pledged in the next year for a grand total 42,032 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, just call us at 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear very soon, as she has promised over the old church building. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Father Damien arrived in Molokai, called the Island of the Dread and Death, with the resolve of giving himself without reserve to 800 poor lepers to administer to their spiritual and body needs. He would become their counselor, their physician, their priest, their judge, sheriff, builder, carpenter, undertaker, and grave digger. An Anglican minister who wrote Father Damien asked what was the secret of his strength for such heroic work. Father Damien answered, "The continued presence of Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament and the daily reception of Holy Eucharist alone gave me the strength to endure." Hence would St. Augustine speak, "O sacrament of love, O sign of unity, O bond of charity." And St. Thomas wrote, "The Eucharist is the unity of the Church, the body of Christ in charity." Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, actual recording of the message, the Rosary, and much more. Be sure to visit us and tell your family and friends about it at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1994. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Jesus has come over by the tallest tree directly in front of us there. Jesus is standing there. I can see he does have shoes on, some kind of slippers. Now, he's looking all about him, and he appears to be smiling. That, of course, makes me feel very relieved. I didn't know why he came so late tonight, but he's smiling, and now he's placing his finger through this like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother had an urgent message for you, and I come now at this late evening not to enlarge upon it in full. All I can say to you is you must all pray more now. It's not for your immediate families, but for those you know who are not in the grace. My child and my children, I do not come for a lecture to our children upon earth. All I can say is I want and I wish that all of you would pray more and by good example bring others to us. I call all of our children here this evening the circle of light. There will come upon the earth a great trial soon. Many will be lost. I will not enlarge upon it because you, Veronica, I have told you countless times not to discourse on the punishment. Now, I want you to listen to me quietly, my child. I have something to tell you. You will not repeat it until I tell you. Yes. No. Oh, no. I don't know. Does it have to happen? I understand. It is something so horrible that it can't be spoken of. Jesus said that I must repeat that many have forgotten the warning given through countless earth years of the coming of the ball of redemption. Many will die in the great plain of this ball of redemption. Only the prayers of those who cared for their fellow men have prevented this from coming sooner. My child and my children, I come as an emissary from God the Father, my Father and the Father of all mankind upon earth. I wish at this time to stress anew to you that many must go forth now as angels of light, angels certainly my children without wings, but no less an angel. Now, Jesus is looking all about him. He looks very calm. He doesn't seem angry or anything, just very calmly looking about. He said, you will continue, my children, with the prayers of atonement. And I must tell you, the time is, in earth time, growing short. There will be a great chastisement set upon mankind. You will recognize this when you find out in the atmosphere a huge, immense ball of light. Do not be afraid of my child. Your scientists will be bewildered. It is the little people who will know the truth. Now, my child, you will sit back and rest. But remember, the message to the world is urgent. I do not want to place upon you, my child, the burden of knowing the full results.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1994. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Australia. To Our Lady's Helpers, I wish to thank Our Lady's Helpers in placing my letter on Our Lady's altar for one of the vigils. My husband was seriously ill with emphysema and pneumonia. He was dying on admission to the hospital on the 15th of September. He was miraculously recovered after 13 days in the hospital and discharged by a specialist who said my husband had such a miraculous recovery. It was amazing. I thank Our Lady of the Roses for helping us. And that is signed. Now, I have another one from Ohio to Our Lady's Workers. I had a test that said I had blockage in my heart arteries. I taped a rose petal to my heart. I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. A month later, I had a treadmill stress test. It shows the blockage was gone. Thanks to Our Lady of the Roses for helping me. I have another one here from Massachusetts to Our Lady's Workers. In August, my husband had his checkup and a blockage, a checkup and a blood test. The blood test came back elevated. The doctor told him to return in October to do a test for cancer. My prayers to Our Lady of the Roses and Saint Teresa and Jesus were answered. My husband's blood test came back normal. He didn't have to have a cancer test. Thanks to Our Lady and Jesus and St. Teresa. I put the rose petal in his bed. Thank you. Now I have one from California to Our Lady of the Roses. I first started following the vigils about 8 to 10 years ago. I've been saying the rosary daily ever since. I've been away from church for more than 35 years. But I started going to Sunday Mass 15 months ago. I've been attending Mass every week since. It feels so good to be back, and I am sure I'm back for good, and that is signed. Now I have another party here from Michigan to Our Lady's Workers. My wife and I attended the vigil of Our Lady the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers at Bayside. Even though we have been attending these vigils for 12 trips. After 40 years of construction work, both of my knees had arthritis in the joints. For the past 7 months, I have not been able to work, and I had been on prescription drugs, Tylenol number 3, to help relieve the pain. On the bus trip to the vigil grounds, it takes approximately 24 hours from Grand Rapids, Michigan, with periods of rest stops. I found the bus trip to the vigil on June the 5th almost unbearable, and the pains in both knees, and I was very hard to remain kneeling at the vigil. I'll return bus trip home on Sunday, June the 6th. The pain in my knees became much worse, and after approximately 6 hours on the bus, I was at the point of asking that the bus driver stop the bus so that I could get off and walk around a bit because the pain was so great. My wife asked me to place the rose petals blessed by Jesus and Mary at the shrine on both knees. I did so, and she said she'll pray to the Blessed Trinity to help me with the pain. And I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, and asked her to allow the pain to stop so I could return and continue to work, and also continue to kneel when I receive Holy Communion. To give you my testimony, the pain in both knees stopped immediately. It has been 16 days. I have no sign of pain. I take no medication. and I am back to work full time and continue to kneel when receiving Holy Communion. We both thank Our Lady and the Blessed Trinity for the miraculous cure, and above all, for the graces, for the many great graces we have received, the many great graces that have been bestowed upon us and our family. And that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.